This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to start with a kind of a 1-2 punch on the corporate story of the week so far, anyway, because it is only Tuesday. GM's big layoff announcement, of course. President Trump made his displeasure known yesterday. He said he was disappointed. Today, though, came the or else on this story, kinda. Not long after his chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said this at the White House today.
There's disappointment that it seems like GM would rather build its electric cars in China rather than in the United States. We are going to be looking at certain subsidies regarding electric cars and others, whether they should apply or not. I can't say anything final about that, but we're looking into it. Again, that reflects the president's own disappointment regarding these actions.
So anyway, right after Kudlow said that, the president followed up with a tweet making it official because, as we know, the president's tweets are official White House statements. And he said, quote, we are now looking at cutting all GM subsidies, including for electric cars, end of quote. So there is that. There is also the Congressional Research Service, though, which said in a report earlier this month that GM is going to use up all of its electric vehicle subsidies by the end of this year. All right, so the second part of the 1-2 is more macro, and it's about the follow-on effects of last year's tax cut. The plan, according to Republicans and supporters of that tax cut, was that companies would take their tax savings and make big investments, plants, equipment, trucks, that kind of thing. Over the past year, though, there have been signs that business investment is actually slowing. See also GM's announcement yesterday. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains why that matters.
Currency trader Juan Perez at the foreign exchange company Tempus closely follows business investment, also known as capital expenditures.
Capital expenditures being a big part of creating employment. Employment creates consumption. It creates savings. So it's a sign of a healthy economy.
That's because opening up a new plant or buying a bunch of new computers can be an expensive and risky undertaking for a business. John Bai is a professor of finance at Northeastern University.
If they are buying stuff that's very hard to get rid of, that's definitely a big signal of their confidence.
And when businesses aren't confident, they're less likely to invest in a big, fancy factory. Bai says right now, things are pretty uncertain.
You know, the rate hikes, we don't know what's going on. The trade war is going on. Both, just through both channels, are making companies more reluctant to reinvest in capital equipment.
That kind of investment did go up when the tax law first went into effect, says Mateo Arena at Marquette University. But lately, the growth in capital expenditures has been slowing.
So there's a little concern because it seems like the bump from the tax reform is kind of expiring.
Data from Credit Suisse show that robust investment by S&P 500 companies in the first two quarters of the year slowed down by almost half in the third quarter. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.